from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing four Americans, wounding several servicemen and one Polish soldier. Afghan media says the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack on a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province that killed at least 52 and wounded 100 others. Witnesses are saying that some of the wounded succumbed to their injuries because of the absence of a local hospital or medical facility in the remote area. The Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris reopened on Saturday night, nearly a year after 130 people were killed and nearly 500 wounded in the city in a coordinated attack by the Islamic State militants. This man was at the concert. He says there was a minute of silence at the beginning, a tribute to those who died, but also for the survivors. He said it was a concert of reconciliation. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the November 13, 2015 attacks on eight sites, including the concert hall, cafes, and a soccer stadium. It was the worst extremist violence ever to hit France. Turkey has suspended the activities of 370 civic groups, including women's and children's rights organizations, as the Ankara government continues its roundup of individuals and groups with alleged ties to a failed coup attempt 4 months ago. This is VOA News.